Are you all right now, son?
Yes, I think so.
You could look a little happier, you know.
I could feel a little happier. You've explained things to me, but you haven't left me with much.
I was under the impression I had given you a great deal.
What you've told me is that there's really nothing that simply exists. Nothing I can hook into, find.
That's half of what I said.
Well, that's the half that bothers me.
What do you want to exist?
I like to think that there is someone out there just waiting for me. When we meet, we'll know it. Happiness. A good marriage, family.
That's out there, but it isn't going to come looking for you. You've got to go look for it. You have to expend some effort. The universe doesn't owe you anything. You've got to try.
I have tried.
Good.
But I didn't get anything out of it.
What did you expect? You get no guarantee.
But the way you tell it, I don't even get a guarantee that there is anything to go for once I decide to put out some energy to try for anything.
That's right.
Well, I want more than that.
Well, ain't that just too bad? My little heart simply bleeds for you. All I've heard from you is what you want and what you feel bad about and what you didn't get and how the world has done you dirt. Well, I don't care. The universe doesn't care. Nobody cares but you.
Well, thanks loads.
Pity is no different than anything else you can go for. You have to put out the energy for it. And if you're going to waste your time going for something as petty as pity, you certainly aren't going to get any of my energy. I've got better things to do.
You're forgetting that you're a part of me.
I'm trying to.
Thanks again.
You think I'm trying to bring you down, don't you?
Yes, you're making that quite apparent.
I'm not trying to bring you anywhere. I'm trying to show you where you are.
I don't understand.
You're dying.
Don't remind me.
You're dying. And you're looking for things to cheer you up. Well, there's nothing out there that's going to pick you up. That's up to you. You have to get in there and fight for yourself.
I used to fight, but then I found out I was going to die.
And you haven't fought that yet, have you?
I'm fighting it now.
Bull, boy. This little escapade is a way to run away from it all. Avoid confrontation.
But facing everything in myself...
You would have to live your whole life over again to face everything. You're just dabbling with the highlights.
I'm learning.
You should have learned from these things the first time around. But you are learning, and I suppose that's something.
This is important.
Only if you need it to be important. I shouldn't say something like this, but did you ever notice that nobody ever found Jesus from boredom? Or Buddha? Or Ron Hubbard? Or Paramahansa Yogananda? Or Islam?
What do you mean?
People get their religion one or two ways. Either they've been brought up with it and never considered that there might be an alternative, or converts, who all get saved from some terrible situation, real or imagined.
Yes, I've often thought that.
Where do you think I got it from?
A preacher like you, then, is a vampire.
That's an ugly way to look at it.
I mean, your kind seeks out people who need saving.
Or whoop up a little hysteria about eternal sin and damnation. But son, you don't understand my kind of people.
What are your kind of people?
I don't have a kind of people. I'm not real.
I forgot.
I didn't. Son, you created me from half memories and whatever your selfish needs may be. I didn't exist until you walked in here, and once you walk through that door, I'll cease to exist again. Well?
What am I supposed to say?
Nothing. But I'm part of you, and I have all your potential to feel futility and uselessness.
Is there anything I can do?
Learn from what I've said. If you think about me and what I've said, it might be a little like keeping me alive.
I'm sorry. Does it really hurt you?
It's terrible to be aware, if only for a little while, and know you're going into nothingness.
That's what I'm facing, too.
Not as soon as I am. Go on. You've got to go back.
For what it's worth, I'm sorry. I guess it's not worth much.
You've got places to go, son. And you aren't going to get there talking to me.
Well, what about Calypso, Wilbur, and everyone else?
What about them?
Will they stop when I leave this place?
Yes. Well, go on.
I never thought of myself as being that selfish.
Selfish is not always bad. We are all selfish. But there are times when you carry it to an extreme. Now go.
Home again, jiggity jog.
How do you feel?
I'm not sure. I feel better, but I'm still confused.
Why ruin a perfect record?
Things are starting to fall into place, and I'm beginning to understand more, but I'm still not satisfied.
Satisfaction has little to do with how much you understand.
Besides, if you understood everything, you'd be bored to tears. You have to leave a little mystery in life.
There's another thing.
Yes?
I've learned a lot about myself, about things I've heard about all my life, my own memories. But after all I've learned, I feel dumber than before.
If that's possible.
Increasing the diameter of our sphere of knowledge increases our contact with those things we do not yet understand.
I don't understand.
Exactly.
Imagine a pair of dice. Each one has six sides that come in contact with the rest of the world. Every time you learn something new, it's like adding another little cube. With contacts, the six more things you don't know about yet.
The more you know about the existence of things you don't know.
More or less.
Usually more.
So, what's next? Am I ready to face death?
I doubt it.
Do you feel you're ready?
I'm not sure. But we're never really sure, are we?
Never.
But that doesn't answer the question. Are you ready? Do you at least think you are?
I think so. Now is as good a time as any.
There is never a good time to face death.
True. Well, what else is there for me to deal with? I've faced my fears.
Not all of them.
Well, maybe not. But I faced my desire to return to a happy childhood, which may or may not have ever existed.
Did not. You make it sound like there's still a hope. Did not.
All right, did not. But I faced it and turned away when the time came.
With a little help.
And I faced my doubts about religion, my faith.
Or lack of it.
You've barely scratched the surface.
What else is there?
There are still thousands of doors.
Pick a door, and this time pick a dark one.
Haven't I always chosen dark doors?
Honey, you have not yet begun to taste the dark sides of your mind.
And there is the possibility that you may still come across something on the dark side of your mind that you cannot cope with.
It's all part of me. All I have to do is survive and admit to it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Then stop talking and select another door.
All right.
Oh, this should be good.
Are you coming with me this time?
I don't think so. Maybe. Why should we tell you?
Because I asked.
That's not quite good enough.
Why isn't it good enough?
Because we don't deal with crazy people.
You've done this to me before. I refuse to be afraid of the dark again.
Ever? Ever, ever, ever?
Yes. You're trying to fool me.
Sounds paranoid to me.
Definite paranoid tendency. Who exactly is trying to fool you?
Give me a light.
No smoking. This is a no smoking ward. You'll have to be transferred if you want to smoke. Self-immolation. The boy is definitely suicidal.
What are you talking about?
Unable to follow a simple conversation.
He has such potential.
Calypso? Wilbur? Stop it.
Calypso? Who's that?
Well, you are, aren't you?
I hardly think so. Poor child, obviously over the edge.
Around the bend.
Crazy.
I am not.
There, you see. Isn't that the way? Denial.
So sad. He could have been so great. A painter, a musician.
A philosopher, a great doctor, a famous teacher.
Such a waste.
What do you mean, a waste? Where am I?
You forget so fast.
What else do you expect from a madman?
Madman? Me? I'm not mad. I'm just a little scared. But I'm perfectly sane.
Be careful. That's a well-known boy. Act sane. Act rational.
But I am sane.
Very convincing. For a madman.
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 No. No. No, please don't say that. I'm not mad. I'm not.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is it morning?
Don't you believe me?
Do I have a choice?
That doesn't answer the question.
Yes, I have to trust you, don't I?
Do you?
I have no choice.
Here's your breakfast.
Is this a test?
Is it?
I asked you first. If I eat the food, does that signal my acceptance or my surrender? If I refuse, does that show my independence or defiance?
You won't know until you eat. Or reject it.
I feel hungry. That's a good sign.
Is it?
I don't know. This is all an hallucination, so I suppose I shouldn't be hungry.
What does being hungry have to do with hallucinating?
I don't know. I suppose the body does get hungry even if you are hallucinating.
Are you hallucinating?
Yes, but you already know that. It's probably all in my file.
You're sounding paranoid again. Hallucinations don't have files. Do they?
Depends on what I hallucinate, doesn't it? Couldn't I have a personal image of someone with files?
Can you?
I am hungry. What is this?
Can't you tell?
Why do you always answer a question with a question?
Do I?
Yes, you do. Doesn't matter. I suppose that's your job, to get me to answer all the questions.
I don't think it's a very good idea for you to decide on what my job is.
Why not?
Don't you know?
If I knew, I wouldn't ask.
Rational. Possibly a deceptive ploy.
Now you sound paranoid.
Do I?
Yes. Is it a form of paranoia to assume other people are paranoid?
Sometimes.
Why am I here?
Where is here?
I don't know.
Very good.
Is that a positive remark?
Should it be?
I think so, yes.
You're sure?
No, I'm never sure.
That's too bad.
Negative remark. That cancels out the good one, doesn't it?
Must it?
No.
Are you sure?
No. I told you I wasn't sure. That was what gave me the negative mark.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I'm absolutely sure. Maybe.
I see. Tell me, where do you think you are?
I think I'm lying in my apartment in a deprivation tank, loaded to the gills with drugs and suffering through an involved, very long hallucination.
Are you eating?
Yes.
Are you warm?
Yes.
Are you being physically abused?
No.
Then why do you say you are suffering through this?
Do you admit that this is an hallucination?
No.
Then I'm suffering. You are causing me to doubt what I know to be true.
How do you know it to be true?
All right, what I think to be true.
Are you suffering?
I'm not sure. Why am I here? And don't ask me where here is again.
Why not?
All right, I give in. Is that a plus or a minus?
Which do you think it is?
I don't know. I'm asking.
I think that will be all for just now. Will you be agreeable to a small series of tests later?
What kind of test?
Does it matter?
Does it?
Do you think it does?
It must, or you wouldn't ask me.
That's reasonable.
That's good. When will you be back?
When do you want me back?
Oh, at your convenience. Will the others be with you?
Others?
The others I heard when I first came in.
I'll talk with you later.
But when will you be back? Where am I? What do you want me to do or say? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Is anyone there?
I'm afraid he's not doing well.
That's unfortunate.
I can hear you.
He's quite bad, of course. My only problem is defining the extent of his illness.
I'm not crazy.
The usual way is test. But I'm afraid it's just the formality.
Such a nice little fellow. So peaceful.
Yes, nice little fellow.
Most dangerous kind. Deceptive. Cunning.
Cunning.
What are the symptoms?
Interesting patterns. He thinks he hears voices.
I do hear voices.
He feels that we are here for his benefit.
Sounds like a messiah complex.
At least.
It's the truth.
He has no idea of where he is or how he got here.
Yes, I do.
He claims he is at this moment lying in a deprivation tank in his apartment, and that this is all an illusion, an hallucination.
Poor fellow. What can we do for him?
Yes, what?
Be gentle with him for now. Don't antagonize the poor soul. Give him every comfort and try to aid his recovery.
I'm not
sick.
What
about the tests?
Yeah,
I'll start him immediately, of course, but I'll have to choose those designed to establish a connection with reality.
That might
and
help.
If he doesn't respond?
Possibly psychosurgery. Electroshock treatment.
That's not
more
funny.
Of a lobotomy.
Drugs. Lots of drugs.
Thank you, sirs. I'm fine.
It isn't funny.
If that doesn't show improvement, we'll do it again.
We'll just have to confine him for the rest of his life.
Stop it, damn it. This is serious.
Oh, excuse me. He's such a class case. Right out of the textbook.
I know. It's like fixing a car. Just have to know where to tinker.
It's only his mind.
What do you mean it's only his mind?
I count on the two of you to help me.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Good. But I don't think it would be a good idea for him to know we're working on this together. You know how paranoids are.
I think everyone is talking behind their back.
I know. Let's do it like the police. Good guy, bad guy. You be the bad guy, and we'll come to his aid.
Wonderful. I'll have him on the defensive, and he'll be spilling his guts to you.
I love it.
Should I put a camera in his cell?
Why?
Yeah, why?
Paranoids always think someone's watching them. They get very violent, dangerous to themselves. Shouldn't we keep an eye on them?
That would mean I was
no,
right. You would be watching me.
I've already taken care of that.
They are watching me.
You can prescribe the medication.
Remember what the dear old dean used to say.
That's obscene.
Right. 500 milligrams of Dexamil? Or is it Texadrine?
Who cares?
Just make sure you have it right on the paper.
How's any of that going to help me?
If he dies, I'll look it up.
Excellent.
What?
I suppose we should get started with the tests first.
Yes, I guess so. It's so time-consuming.
Couldn't we just skip the test and get right to the good stuff?
That wouldn't be ethical.
Since when?
Now, we should administer the tests. It'll only take a little while, and he's going to fail them anyway.
It's all fixed. They don't want me to get better. Wait a minute. I'm not sick. They've got me believing it. I've got to be careful. I've got to pass the test. What kind of test should they be? Ink blots? Free association? Regression? Hypnosis?
Are you ready for a little test?
Well, what kind of test will they be?
Does it matter?
I guess not. I just want you to know I heard everything you said.
Typically paranoid.
What kind of test will it be?
We're going to start with a maze.
A maze? But that's for animals, not people.
So paranoid.
There now. Shall we begin?
I don't want to run through a maze.
Oh, come now. You want to get better, don't you?
I'm a human being.
Are you sure?
Yes, and I know all about the good guy, bad guy trick.
Now, just take it easy.
I will not go through the maze.
Why not?
Give me another test.
I don't think you should really expect to be able to choose your own tests. Do you?
I want a test designed for people.
Isn't that a little chauvinistic?
I'm a man.
Sexist, then.
I'm a human being, not a rat.
Do you think one of us suspected that you were a rat? How long have you had this delusion?
I don't have a delusion. This is not a fair test.
Well, I see we're not getting anywhere.
Good.
Shall we go?
Yes, too bad.
Just give me any other kind of test. I'll cooperate.
You don't get to choose the test.
Then I failed.
Nonsense. You haven't even started the test yet.
What is the test?
The maze.
But I...
We have chosen the test, and you will successfully negotiate this maze, or you will starve.
That isn't fair.
Is it supposed to be?
Well, yes.
Says who?
What is your favorite food?
What does that have to do with anything?
I know. Roast turkey, sage stuffing, yams, cranberries, mashed potatoes, and sweet potato pie.
Excellent.
How did you know?
At the end of the maze, we shall place generous portions of your favorite foods. Not quite like a rat's maze, is it? In those, we use dry cornmeal.
Thank you so much.
When you complete the maze, you will eat. We will not bring food to this entrance again, ever.
You're not being objective.
My boy, no one is objective. We are all subjective.
Then what makes your position right and mine wrong?
Because we are in control. You have a simple choice. Run the maze or die.
We'll all be waiting for you on the other end.
Good luck.
Wait, this isn't fair. You can't force me to do this. I'm a human being. Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello? Are you... ...into an animal. I won't. They can't do this to me.
Has he done anything yet?
No, he's still breathing.
Too bad. Here, I brought some sandwiches for us. No reason for us to starve because he's stubborn.
Oh, good. I love pastrami. And it's on egg bread.
I won't give in.
Bring a coleslaw.
Oh, do I look like a barbarian? Of course I brought coleslaw, also baked beans, potato salad, and three bean salad.
And to drink?
Take your pick.
They can't make me. I won't give in. I deserve to be treated like an adult, not a laboratory animal.
Better than usual.
I think it's because they allow the meat to stew in their own juices.
I refuse to stew in my own juices, thank you.
Isn't he hungry yet?
Who cares? Oh, also, I brought some fresh strawberry pie.
Oh, stop it. You know I can't resist strawberry pie.
I won't give in. I won't. I'll ignore them. I'll think them away. I'll concentrate on something else.
It's wonderful.
I'll think of terrible things so they can't trick me into running their damn maze.
Fresh onion. I love big slices of fresh onion and cheese.
Slamming the car door on my hand. Stepping on the furnace barefoot. Stepping on the nail.
Crust on this egg bread, and it's
my dog getting run over while I watch. The car accident. Mama dying. Gary committing suicide. The measles. Itching. Whooping cough. Mumps. Having my tonsils out. Hitting my head on the bottom of the pool. Not being invited. Missing the plane home for Thanksgiving. Pain, sickness, loss.
Anything yet?
He just sits there.
I think he's weakening.
They can't make me do it if I don't want to.
What's he babbling about?
Oh, he just rambles. Something about his dignity.
Isn't it funny how people with the least to be proud of have the most pride?
That's not strictly true.
As a general rule.
There are no general rules, only exceptions.
He's delirious. Do we call it off?
I am not delirious. I'm weak. I'm mad. No. And I'm not mad. I'm angry. And I'm hungry.
If he'd run the damn maze, we'd all be through.
Let me get out the electroshock equipment. I haven't had a chance to use it for so long.
We're not through testing him yet.
I know you can hear me. I can hear you.
Paranoid delusion. He thinks he hears voices. Ours.
I'm not paranoid. I do hear voices. I'm answering you.
I wonder what he hears.
I hear you, damn it. I'm hungry.
There's food at the end of the maze.
You answered me.
I did not.
He can't even hear you.
Then why are you answering me?
We're not. It's your delusion.
I need food.
Run the maze.
No.
Then starve. It doesn't matter to us.
Please.
I'm getting hungry again.
You go for sandwiches this time.
Why me?
I went last time.
And I have to make observations.
You don't care about me. I'm just a test animal to
what
you.
What if I don't want to go out for sandwiches?
Well, we could send out for pizza.
That sounds good.
A big, greasy pizza with all the trimmings.
No anchovies.
All right, no anchovies.
Look.
What?
He's moving into the maze.
Well, at least he won't starve.
But I'll have no pride left.
Not that way, silly.
No coaching.
I wonder how many times he'll have to run into the walls to find his way out.
Turn left. No, left.
You're cheating.
There is no cheating, only winning and losing.
I never did anything to you. Oh.
I told you, turn left.
Interesting. He seems to be running on some deep emotional drive.
I want to survive so I can get my hands around your throat.
I think it's anger.
I can smell the food.
I think he's going to make it.
I saw that. You're giving him hand signals.
Can't see me.
It's the thought that counts.
Three correct turns without an error.
I'm getting out of here.
Four, very good.
He was doing well.
Excellent.
What are we going to do when he reaches the end?
Offer him the door.
You don't think he'll take it, do you?
In a second. There's the food. Oh, God, I was hungry.
Show him the door. Let's see if he takes it.
Of course I'm going to take it.
Hello.
Is that really you?
No, it's really Carol Lombard. Of course it's me, silly.
They were treating me like an animal.
You are an animal.
I am not.
Are we speaking metaphorically or zoologically?
I am a man.
Big deal.
Man is an animal. Territorial rights, creature contact, hairy bodies, hunger, appetites. That's an animal.
But they had no right to treat me like that.
They had every right. They were in control.
And might makes right?
No, right makes right. Control makes right. Until they lose it. Survivors can be nasty.
I think I understand. Man is an animal.
And not a very healthy one either.
You are a man, therefore you are an animal.
An insane animal.
That remains to be seen.
I hate to sound like a game show host, but it's time to pick another door.
Seems like it's always time to pick a new door. I never have time to digest what I've learned.
Always is such a big word.
You're stalling.
I know. That one.
All right.
Don't you have anything to say this time?
Should I have?
You always have before.
There's a first time for everything. Go on.
All right. This is beautiful. I can see a small lake over there and lights from a city. There's a whole city.
So? You'll never see it.
What? Oh, he startled me.
Give me your wallet.
I don't have a wallet.
Don't get cute with me now. Give it to me or I'll take it.
Really? I don't have a wallet. I don't even have any real clothes.
A nice suit like that. Come on, you got money.
Suit. Oh, yes, I hadn't noticed.
Look, I'm getting bugged at you, man.
What am I to learn from you? I'm a lot more open to the experience now that I know what the time frame is.
You're gonna be even more open when I get through with you now. Give me the money, man, before I cut you.
There's no rush. We have lots of time.
How much time would we have if I killed you right here and now?
You can't do that. Can you?
You don't know, do you, man?
Look, you know what this place is. You know I don't have any money.
I don't care. What I really want is blood. Come on, come on. You do have that, don't you?
No. Keep back.
Not so sure now, are you, man? What happens if I kill you in this room and you never leave? What happens?
No, please. I never did anything to you.
Does it matter? Come on. Come on. I'll only cut you a little. Come on.
No. No.
See? I told you. I'm not here to play your silly little game, man. I don't care. It's just like gutting a chicken. It's just like getting a chicken.